dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 9, 47, addresses a letter to Dr. Kabir. K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. Dear Dr. Kabir, follow up for Mrs. Natzel, chronic kidney disease hypertension, last visit in March. Emergency room visit, a detent of hypertension, nose bleeding, no medications were changed. Still grieving, passing away of husband. She is now in charge of an adult son that needs a lot of help. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, or changes in urination. Denies dyspnea, chest pain, palpitation. Extensive review system was done, being negative. Medication list review. She did not bring the actual medicines. In the emergency room, they reported Norvas, lisinopril, aldactone, bistolic. She does not recognize any of those medicines. Today, blood pressure by nurse was 141.93. Recheck 138.86. Respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities. No ascites tenderness, no edema. Normal speech, non-focal. She looks frail, although this is baseline. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine up to 1.2. This is higher than baseline, to be repeated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, progressive or chronic kidney disease. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. She has chronic systolic hypertension of the elderly. Prior CT scan angiogram. Left kidney artery is open, right side there was around 60% stenosis. There was no urinary obstruction or retention. We are verifying medications, calling Mission, M-I-S-S-I-O-N Pharmacy. If she is truly taking lisinopril, that's an appropriate medicine. We will monitor stability of potassium creatinine. On recent testing in July, potassium in the upper side with normal acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, stable anemia, does not require EPO treatment. She has no symptoms of uremia. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.